What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at FightfulSelect.com Q&A podcast for May 17th, 2024. For those of you that are new, if I don't answer your question, it just means I don't have an answer and I'm looking to get it. We've got a lot to get into right now. Have you heard if Pac and Jay White will be on Double or Nothing? I think it's going to be Bang Bang Gang against Death Triangle at Double or Nothing. When is Hangman Page coming back to AEW? Well, he's not injured or anything, so it's a matter of them deciding whenever it is that he's coming back. So it could be really whenever, as best I know, and I'm sure he'll clear up as to why he missed time. Have you heard any update or news of Stephanie McMahon rejoining WWE? No, there weren't any plans of it based on what I heard, but she was welcomed back by people backstage. Could you see her filling Brad Bloom's role that he just left as COO? No, I don't think that that's going to be in the works. David C. says, have you heard if Kenny Omega had surgery this week? No, but I'll ask about that for sure. Lots of people asking when I expect Jacob Fatu to debut in WWE. In due time, I never heard that there was any particular rush or anything like that. Do you think that AEW will do another event in Oklahoma after the Nyla Rose situation? I would imagine Oklahoma is going to change that rule. I would imagine. Any movement on the Becky contract front? Nope. Hadn't been re-signed as the last time I asked. Contract updates on Ricky Starks and Malakai. I'm guessing Malakai's option should be close to extension time, right? Yes, his contract is close to extension time if they pick it up. Also, Ricky Starks keeps his stuff very close to the vest. AEW Fight Forever Season 5 update. They are planning on a couple more updates. I don't know who's going to be in them and when they'll be, but I haven't heard if there's any continued support for it after that. There was rumors that developers hadn't touched it in a while and the like, but the plan was to keep it going for many updates. It's just I can't imagine the rollout ended up being what AEW expected or anything like that, man. Like, people that were looking forward to this game really did want that sort of WWF No Mercy and WCW Revenge modern day type of thing. And I don't think that they quite got that. Any timeline on the Bo Dallas faction debut? Well, I mean, it's obviously been in the plans for months, but I haven't heard of a specific date or anything. But a lot of people asking about it. I really loved the Twitch thing. It seemed very Ring-inspired, which I like. It's one of my favorite horror movies ever. I thought it was uniquely creepy, and I think that that's something pretty cool that we can look into. I also think that they were pretty transparent in the documentary about some of the hurdles that the previous Wyatt family and the like face, and that was making sense of it once it hit the ring. And I think they will be ahead on a lot of that stuff now. I can't imagine they will be doing Mountain Dew Pitch Black matches or Burned Fiend. You know what I mean? I don't think that they're going to be doing that. But I would imagine that within a month or two it'll happen. That's a hunch, not a report. Can you tell us Ricky Stark's status with the company? Is his contract up next month? Not that I've heard. He's still with AEW. I don't know if there are creative plans. I know that there were some creative plans that were tossed around for him, but didn't end up happening. They ended up going with the original person they wanted for a specific spot, and Ricky had been mentioned for that. 1 year from today, where are these current wrestlers working? Natty. I would say WWE. Sheamus, I'll say AEW. Malakai Black, I'll say WWE. Ricky Starks, I'll say AEW. Josh Alexander, I'm going to say New Japan Pro Wrestling. And Jordan Grace, I am going to say WWE. Hunter said, have you heard any update on Julia and her WWE debut? Is she still expected to challenge for one of the women's titles at Heatwave? And anything on her presentation? That was the last thing I had heard about it. Corey has a report that he has worked on it as well. But as far as Heatwave or her presentation, as best I know, she's still going to go by Julia, unless they just change it briefly. Who's your pick to win Queen of the Ring? I think Tiffany Stratton, probably. We got a ton of questions about Ricky Starks. Now, obviously, dude wants to be on TV. As best I know, he's healthy. We had an update recently where we had said that not only was he ready to move on past the Big Bill thing, Big Bill was too. And there was never supposed to be really an extensive team with those two. I mean, the CM Punk departure did affect Ricky Stark's plans. However, it didn't affect Ricky Stark's plans for like 9 or 10 months, right? Like, it just didn't. It affected him for All Out, and that's unfortunate. But he ended up having a great match there. But he wasn't booked for All In, and I believe AEW was concerned about the internet being upset. They did the suspension storyline, and I think they hoped that people would think that he was injured or something like that. And I know that there was some concern on Ricky's part that it would make Ricky Starks Big Bill's manager or something like that. And wanted to be kept as a tag team with him and all that stuff. But then once the title switch happened and they lost the titles, they were just both ready to move on. No ill will from what I understand. Lots of people asking about AEW having 6 collisions and more at the Esports Arena. Someone says, on one hand, if the city is paying them, then brilliant. On the other hand, wondering if this may cause burnout for the wrestling fans that live nearby. Well, possibly, but I'll tell you why I don't mind it. One, it's a smaller, more intimate venue. It is a different type of venue, something I have been begging AEW to do. I don't know if doing it 6 times in a row is what I would have picked, but you know what? If they're getting paid for it, that makes an awful lot of sense. If they don't have to worry about logistics and travel, and I mean, they'll save an awful lot of money keeping a lot of their setup nearby as well. That is something that I cannot underscore enough. That is probably 6 figures in savings right there. In addition, Dallas is easy to fly in and out of. And what this will do is give them the opportunity to see if there are more like esports type venues that they should run, and to sort of perfect running a smaller, more intimate venue in that regard. So I don't mind them trying it. I think it's a very, very good idea to try. Whether or not it pays off or it works, that remains to be seen. But I love that they're giving it a go, because one of the things I've been asking for a long time is for them to run more intimate venues, run different looking venues, and just try something like that out. So, yeah. Fan says, anything on if Tiffany Stratton has heat for her ignorant and bigoted video she posted earlier this week? No, not that I had heard of. She was briefly unadvertised and re-advertised. So the people that I talked to in WWE, I mean, there were wrestlers that reached out to me and asked me to clue them in. For those that don't know, Tiffany Stratton had shared a video on her Instagram stories that, I'm not even going to quote it, but it was certainly insensitive. And the people that I talked to in WWE, their belief was that she probably shared it without listening to the video and the altered audio that was on it. Whether or not you or anybody else believes that, you know what? That's for you to decide. She has not spoken on it, but I haven't heard anything in that regard. Will we ever see Danhausen on an AEW TV again? Yeah, I think we will. I just don't know when the hell it will be. Don't know when it'll be. What do you see some of the long-term benefits, drawbacks, concerns of the AEW stretch in Arlington? I mean, no real drawbacks or concerns. They're going to see if it works or not. Perhaps burning out that market a little bit. But I mean, if you can't draw 2,500 in Dallas a few times, what are you doing there, man? Like, for the summer, it can be a thing for people in Dallas to just go do on a Saturday night. And they're running ROH Death Before Dishonor there. If they can't put asses in seats there, well, then I think that's a problem, a perception problem as well. Do you think booking someone seemingly as invincible as Gunther hurts their career overall when he needs to start losing? Powerful is different than invincible. He isn't invincible. He has lost to Sami Zayn and Ilya Dragunov, and I don't think that there is anything wrong with him being in a position where he wins almost all of his matches because he's that good. You need some talent that are booked almost invulnerably is the term that I would say, where they don't lose almost at all. I think you need that. That way, when they do lose, it's important. It sets up a bigger mountain to overcome as well. How are the reactions towards the Takeshita interview with DDT Pro? Is everyone taking it in as gimmick? Or what are some of their reactions? I'll hear more about this weekend. But I think that there are some people in AEW that, you know, think that he's trying to get himself over in that regard. And, you know, he probably will, honestly. He's very, very good. I think this is a product of a bloated roster. And it's one of those things that for the first year or so of that roster bloating, I was like, well, now hold on. They've got things they're putting in order. But now I think it should scale back a little bit or at least be utilized better. On Dropout TV, they had a sort of comedy TED talk about how wrestling is drag. At the end, someone asked what wrestler could cross over to drag and vice versa. I'd like to ask you the same thing. Dustin Rhodes Goldust is the easiest pick there because he did the Goldust character. He's so performative with voices and over-the-top characters. Man's got experience with wig work. Definitely him. I actually saw that clip, Jared. I am a fan of the Very Important People show that is on Dropout TV. I think Vic is so freaking hilarious. And I've never been an improv guy, but I've always admired improv, especially in situations like that. And I really enjoy that. Really enjoy that. What was the extent of Adam Cole's injury in September? Darby broke his foot, got hit by a bus recently, is back to work. Are they waiting for MJF to return to continue the angle? I don't know if Adam Cole will be ready by the time MJF is back. But he had been taken off TV fairly recently. I believe it's because fluid was building up on his knee when he traveled. But he had broken his ankle, as best I know, and it was very, very slow to heal. Very slow to heal. What are your thoughts on the actual work of Jey Uso? Seems to me like the whole package is really just the entrance and the crowd chant. I got through it, damn it. But the character work feels like all sizzle and no steak. What is the status of WWE's documentary on Cody? Brian Gewirtz mentioned that and said that they were a little bit bold in advertising it as quickly as they did, and that there were additional things that needed to be added. As far as Jey Uso, listen, if you can get the entrance, the crowd chant, and the crowd behind you, that's half the battle. I don't think his in-ring work is as strong as it was a few years ago, at least as of right now. But I do think it's better than Jimmy's right now. His match with Gunther in February was incredible. His match with Rollins in December was really great. He's had some other solid matches. He really shines in multi-person matches, probably because of his experience as a tag team wrestler as well. I'm trying to think of other singles matches in the last couple of years that have blown me away. And him and Owens was really good. I liked it a lot. They did a couple of those that were really good. But, you know, usually I think that he excels in multi-person matches. And, you know, say he has peaked, hypothetically. If he has peaked, that's a damn good peak. One of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time and a successful singles wrestler. I think he's doing pretty good. Definitely down the depth chart as far as in-ring goes and all that, but the man is over big time. Was Grizzled Young Vets on AEW Collision a one-off thing, or do you expect them to return to the company again soon? I don't know about soon. I do expect them to come back at some point, but I don't know about a one-off, but they are not signed. RJ says, great post on AEW WBD. Do you feel they'll get a deal done during the exclusivity window, or do you think TK will wait and see what else is out there? I think if AEW gets offered the right deal, they will agree to it during the window, but otherwise they'll check it out, shop it a little bit. Any information on Warrior Wrestling transitioning into Pro Wrestling Ventures? Yeah, business decision. It was losing a lot of money as Warrior Wrestling. They used to do a lot of shows, I think, under a nonprofit, and then they ended up filing bankruptcy recently and then redid their thing. I mean, they paid an awful lot of people an awful lot of money, but I think this will be more in their wheelhouse. Nice people there, though. Heard anything on Mark Davis? He's been out a while, and Aussie Open is missing the tag division. I had heard that there were plans to bring back Aussie Open whenever he's back. Hey, Sean, does AEW becoming a thing, or become a thing if NXT didn't get as big as it did, if they had never signed the top stars and held takeovers out of Full Sail? Yes, because there was still such great dissatisfaction in WWE's programming from so many people, from talent and audience, I think that it would have still become a thing. Last time I asked about finishers, who do you think in wrestling world has one of the best all-around move sets? Okay, this one will surprise people. Baron freaking Corbin on SmackDown a couple weeks ago came back, did his first match, and he did, like, okay, so say you had not watched his NXT run at all. You're watching this NXT match and you're like, where the hell did this come from? Like the suplex into the cutter. Of course, the deep six and the end of days are incredible. But this guy's moveset is so good. Moves are cool. Do moves. I think that people that are like, slow down and slap a half Nelson cross face on. Like, listen, yes, there is a time and a place for that. But sometimes moves are cool. Alicia says, any insight onto why the Pure title has been vacated? Seems like any other champ it would have been. I don't know if they have any real greater creative plans for ROH, AEW. Somebody asked if I think there will be more of a brand split with those two. I don't. But I don't know if there was such a huge creative plan for any of that anyway. Do you think WWE will ever bring back original network shows like Swerved and SmackDown Kitchen? No. I think that WWE was in talent, library, and footage acquisition mode years ago when they had the network, and now they have licensed off those individually. I think what you'll see now is those shows exist, but they will exist under the guise of different network shows like A&E and the like. Is Christopher Daniels' contract up? His talent contract would maybe be coming up right now if he signed a 5-year deal when AEW started. I don't know that for sure. That is a hunch. However, he's in talent relations as well. Ty Dunker says, not a question, stating how much I miss you on Quizzlemania. The Dong Lord will forever rule. I got screwed out of a couple of more Quizzlemania games there. I don't know if they still do it. The last one I see on the playlist was the one I did in person, and I should have won. And yeah, maybe they just haven't updated anything, but it seems like they've leaned more into Survival Series, which I've done a few of, and I can't remember if I won or if I got second place last time. I did much better from home than I did in person. Oh boy, I didn't know what I was doing in person. I had no idea until I walked into that room. Any word on the August 24th collision being in London? Cheers. I don't know about that. I think that what AEW liked to do last year was say, here's your one opportunity to come see us. How long is left on Hook and Wardlow's contracts? There's been some websites using fake reports from Zero as sources. Listen, that dude does not have any sources, any connections whatsoever. Any update on Ty Mello's return? I never put a timeline on people that are on maternity or paternity leave. You just never know what their priorities will be. If you were guessing, do you think Becky and Natty re-sign? Yeah, I think they'll re-sign. That's what I think. Any big return or surprises being talked about for AEW Double or Nothing? Talked about? Yes. Whether they'll happen or not, I don't know. Do you know how Legends deals work? You have Jake and Billy Gunn getting figures for WWE, but with AEW, would love a deep dive on that if you can get the info. I will deep dive into it more, but yeah, it allows them to be featured in games and merchandise and the like. What's the percentage chance of JC and GG possibly reuniting? I think on the main roster, pretty good. I think they both should be on the main roster. Any interest from AEW or WWE in having Speedball Mike Bailey appear at some stage? I mean, people there like him. I know that for sure. He's expected to get interest at the end of the year when his deal's up, but he's got like seven months left on his deal. So it's not even really a thing they can jump into. Dave had mentioned last month that TNA may start going live weekly. Have you heard anything about that? No, I would be shocked if they took on that cost. I would be very, very shocked. At Defy this weekend, Joey Janela had an hour-long Iron Man match with Nick Wayne. After the match, he said he wanted to shoot his shot and asked to have a rematch in AEW in a few years. Do you know anything about the AEW-Janela relationship? I've not heard anything negative. He's been just pretty transparent about his time in AEW. He was there. He got his contract. He told me that was something at the time that was very, very important to him. It was a career goal of his to have a contract in wrestling. However, it didn't work out the way that he wanted. And he spent his, 3 years there? And he worked his 75 or so matches. It didn't work out. And he's been on the indies for 2 years doing really well. I don't think there's any ill will there. I think under the right circumstances, they would bring him in and do something like that. I haven't heard of him burning any bridges. Do you see WWE continuing to do shows in Saudi Arabia after the deals expire or no? Only if they get monster site fees and stuff. They're not going to go there just to go there, I don't think. Any update on Tegan Nox? I know there had been some interest in bringing her into NXT a little bit. Do you think there's a chance New Japan brings in Timothy Thatcher? Seems like a perfect fit for the War Dogs. I don't know about a perfect fit for the War Dogs. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe. I think he could make it work. I definitely think there's a possibility he could make that work. I've not heard of that. I mean, I know that he did like a Rev Pro New Japan show years ago, but I haven't heard of that. I think he'd be a good fit there. Fit there, though. I don't know about with War Dogs. Andoski says, during her promo on Dynamite, Willow made reference to her Titantron video. Do today's young wrestlers not realize that the Titantron was named after Titan Sports, WWE's old parent company? Yes, they don't know. I mean, nobody that age realizes it's Titan Sports unless they're watching old stuff. What's the likelihood of AEW or WWE finding its content the way of the new streaming venture of NBC, WBD, and Disney? I think pretty strong for both of them that you could possibly see something on there. The library could end up licensed over there for WWE, and I mean, AEW is likely to end up on WBD. Jason Miller says, hey, SRS, given that you're both in Kentucky, have you ever run into Jim Cornette? Any thoughts on him? I've run into him at a convention before anybody knew who I was. I can't remember where it was. It was maybe here in Lexington, but it was years and years ago. Other than that, I've not run into him at all. Have you noticed WWE signing talent signing autograph during entrances and on screen more? Was this a directive to them to feel free that they want to, or these planned shots and moments? Usually a directive, or not a directive. It was a directive for them to feel free about it. They would not have been allowed under Vince. And sometimes they're not allowed per agreements with licensors and stuff. Assuming Jey Uso goes to the finals, what's next for Gunther? I think Gunther wins it. I really do. I wouldn't mind seeing him team with Ludwig Kaiser a little bit. I wouldn't mind seeing him challenge for the world title. I wouldn't mind seeing any of that. I would dig that an awful lot. I was wondering if you had any info about why the Road Warriors haven't been in any of the WWE 2K games since 13. If there's anything to the rumor, it might be because Hawk's widow is on bad terms with WWE. I don't know about his widow, but I mean, I know that they have licensed themselves out for other stuff, including Retromania and the like. But, I mean, I know that Road Warrior Animal would have had, you know, some say over that, and that was 7 years after that. I'm a little bit surprised to not see them featured in games still, because they're one of the most video game-ish, you know, sets of characters ever. Ever. What were your impressions on the Twitch video? It seems like members have been confirmed. I love it. It creates buzz. It got people talking. It's fun for people, especially that audience. Especially the audience that really, really romanticizes the Bray Wyatt stuff, the Wyatt Six stuff. And, like, that's what you want. You want to create some interest there. And that's what they're very, very good at. They love the lore. So, I think it's good. I think it's a smart thing for them to do. Any further news on potential WWE stars appearing on Marigold's inaugural show? I haven't heard anything about that specifically. I just wouldn't be surprised to see some integration there. Jordan Lassiter says, what's the consensus among talent and mid-level executives regarding the potential of Saudi hosting Rumble or Mania? That it's a possibility, but it wouldn't be a possibility until 2026 or 2027, and it would require a monster, and I mean a monster additional fee. Sean, love your work, man. For the 1,000,000th time, could you explain getting an update on someone? I don't remember what you've said the last 999,000 times, but I assume you ask people you trust in the promotion. If more than one say the same thing, you report it. It's a differing circumstance. Like, I'll give you guys an example. Charlotte Renegade, who says that our report wasn't true. She did reach out to me personally, though, and I like her a lot. She was very nice about it. But she said that the update wasn't true, where we said she's been missing due to concussion-related symptoms. So I know what AEW sources have told me along the way, and there are some things that I'm comfortable reporting, and there's other things that I feel like I should leave to the talent or the company to put out there, and that's a personal decision. But I did have multiple people that claimed that in AEW, and they're still claiming that. But you know what? If she's saying that that's not true, I'll sort of just leave those updates for her. So there's a lot of people it'll be hush-hush about. Like, we knew Wendy Chu was hurt, but Wendy Chu kind of fell off the map. She wasn't on socials. There weren't a lot of people talking about her. She wasn't around the PC necessarily a lot. So it was tough to get an update on her and, like, where she was besides the fact that she was hurt. Now, when she got hurt and that was, like, mid last year and she's still not around in April, well, you can pretty much assume it's a pretty serious injury. But you can't assume. We are not in the assumption business. I tell people on my staff, it's better to ask really important people really annoying or stupid questions. And I should have done that with the Charlotte thing for sure, Charlotte Renegade. But I have reached out and we've spoken about it. I'm not comfortable sharing the additional aspects of what I was told, but yeah, you always got to ask. You always got to ask. Wondering if there was an update on which company was interested in doing a pay-per-view in Colorado. Yeah, AEW had talked about it. Sergio says that the last standalone collision date is 6/20, almost exactly 1 year after the debut of the episode. Is there any indication that the original collision deal would have had some sort of subsidy that expired after 1 year, making touring less attractive or viable for now? Well, this is an idea they had tossed around for a while. I know they had tossed around the idea of possibly Daly's Place, of doing it there, seeing how that worked. But I haven't heard anything of that sort. I would imagine that would have been factored in the entire deal. Hey, Sean, there was great chemistry between Kate and Weezy on last Friday's post show. Are there any plans of bringing her on full time? I would love to have Weezy as a part of our team. I think that she fucking rules. I love what she does from a content perspective. I think that from a personality standpoint, she's a wonderful person. So, yeah, I'd love to have Weezy around more. Right now, a lot of our spots are filled up, but anytime we can get somebody like Weezy involved, I'm sure we will. There's a couple other people that I wouldn't mind having featured on the team more. Like, anytime John Alba can make it on the air, I'm happy to have him. I like Drew Baydala an awful lot as well. Don't know if there's a spot right there as of now, but there are several people that I like that I feel like would be great fits on Fightful and Fightful stuff. So Weezy is another one of those, man. Like, we love those people that are passionate and care about the presentation of things and all that. If SRS started his own wrestling promotion, what would he name it and why? Well, I pretty well have open naming rights to use Fightful, so I'd probably just call it Fightful Wrestling, man. There seems to be more online chatter about women's mid-card titles on the main roster, with NXT getting theirs. Has it been discussed at all for Raw and SmackDown? Nope, it hasn't. Any rumblings about a possible Rock-Roman feud down the line? Yeah, it's always talked about. Always talked about. Can't remember where I saw this, but Cody was in the top 10 of all sports sales for Fanatics. Is this true? You saw it on Fightful, but it's about individual athletes. So, like, he didn't outsell, like, you know, the New York Yankees or anything like that. It was top 10 individual stars. Would love your thoughts on Sam Roberts, as he's on both WWE's The Bump and has his own show where he dissects the WWE shows. I think it is an interesting experiment bringing in media members to give WWE a different vibe when it comes to commentary. So there will be some people that are like, wah, wah, it's a conflict. I don't care, man. Sam's content is his content. And if he is comfortable with appearing on WWE programming and still doing his show and all that, and his audience is, well, that's the audience that selects him. So more power to him. I don't mind that. I am not nearly concerned about all that as everybody else is. Now, if Sam Roberts were out here reporting breaking news under the guise of being impartial and stuff, well, that would be categorically different. But he's got a show, he does his appearances, and I think he does really good at both of them. So I got no problem with it in the world. I wouldn't personally appear on WWE shows because I report wrestling news. Now, there are, you know, there's some exceptions. I've appeared on GCW and Black Label Pro stuff. I break maybe one story about each one of those every couple months, and it's usually something that's going to get broken within a couple minutes. So that's the level in which I feel comfortable of doing. Wouldn't appear on WWE or AEW stuff. That's just my personal feelings on it. But Denise doing it, she doesn't break news. So got no issue with her doing it as well. Guys, thank you all so much. So glad to be back doing these Q&As. Until next time, we're out.